Summaries of CCB Board Meeting Minutes by Gabe Griffith. Summary of the April 2, 2009 Pre-Convention Board Meeting. The meeting was called to order at 7:02 by President Jeff Thom. Secretary Gabe Griffith called the roll. Present were Jeff Thom, First Vice President Jean Lozano, Secretary Gabe Griffith, Treasurer Chris Gray, Immediate Past President Kathy Skivers, Board Members Jerry Arakawa, Vincent Calderon, David Jackson, Ann Kizer, Ken Metz, Peter Pardini, Donna Pomerantz, Louis Preston, and Richard Ritta. There were several announcements on topics including the hospitality suite, tickets being auctioned, scholarship accounts, and more. Jeff, page 20, then read the agenda. Minutes were read and approved for the Fall 2008 Pre-Convention Board Meeting and Conference Calls for November 19 and December 11, 2008, and February 11, 2009. Chris Gray then discussed the budget. After some additions to the proposed budget, it was moved and seconded to approve the budget. It passed. Fundraising. Diana Sondal discussed several fundraising ventures. These included the EBA Giving, PGE, and eCare program, and several grant opportunities she is looking into through the Sacramento Nonprofit Resource Center. Publications, Bernice Candarian gave a Publications Committee report. The written report was attached to the original minutes. Donna Pomerantz then reported on the Web Task Force. After much discussion, a motion was finally adopted so that the President and Web Task Force could move forward. Membership. It was decided to give both membership awards at the spring conventions and to give membership pins to members who have been part of CCB for 25, 40, and 50 years. Trust funds. Kathy Skivers reported on the Newell Perry and Ellen Murphy trust funds. She gave their current amounts and updated the board on the activities of these trusts. Externship. The board decided to approve an externship opportunity. This will be a student from Denmark who will be working with Frank Welty, but supervised by Jeff. Subsidies. After much discussion, it was moved not to subsidize meals at the fall convention, but to subsidize room so that convention attendees pay $100 per room per night. It passed. It was then decided to hold the spring 2010 convention in Burlingame, in the San Francisco Bay Area. Constitutional amendment. There was much discussion surrounding the proposed constitutional amendment that would have CCB move to one convention a year. The board decided to disseminate a survey for individuals and chapters to complete and to have time set aside at the Saturday afternoon general session in Fresno to allow the membership to discuss this amendment before voting. Families Conference. It was decided to spend $125 to share an exhibit table at this conference with ACB. Public comment. There was a second round of public comment. Comments here included the proposed constitutional amendment and conventions. After the public comment, the board entered executive session to discuss legal matters. Page 21. The meeting adjourned at 12:10 a.m. Summary of April 14, 2009 Board of Directors Conference Call Minutes. President Jeff Thom called the meeting to order at 7:38 p.m. Since Gabe Griffith was absent, President Thom called the roll, and present were Jeff Thom, Eugene Lozano, Jr. First VP, Donna Pomerantz, on the call for the first time, as the second VP, Kathy Skivers, immediate past president. Directors, Richard Ritta, David Jackson, Peter Pardini, Linda Burrell, her first call as a new director, Vincent Calderon, Jerry Arakawa, Ken Metz, and Ann Kizer. It was announced that Louis Preston would join later. Jeff Thom read the agenda. He then brought to the board's attention a discussion of the veterans' home. They have had ongoing problems for several years, and we continue to receive reports of bad. Page 22. Treatment of blind and other veterans with disabilities. Disability Rights Advocates, DRA, wants to have an organization to sign an agreement for arbitration with the Veterans Administration, VA. The gentleman who was assisting CCB actively with this project is no longer at the veteran's home, and Margie Donovan has retired. It was decided to sign onto this, as an organization. Jeff Thom told board members about a recent call which included Mary Willows, president of the National Federation of the Blind of California, NFBC, as well as many people from several agencies for the blind. The consensus was that because of service cuts and other issues, SB 105 is not being correctly followed. It was felt that since the Blind Alliance for Rehabilitation Change, BARC, had not functioned for some time, that perhaps there should be a new and larger organization created to work on a similar agenda. It was decided to continue to be involved with negotiations. The board then went into executive session to discuss legal matters. Frank Welty will be testifying in Sacramento on the Department of Rehabilitation Plan. He will be working with the CCB Rehabilitation Committee for ideas to present. The meeting was adjourned at 8:50 p.m. Summary of the June 15, 2009 Board of Directors Conference Call. President Thom called the meeting to order at 7:34 p.m. Present were Jeff Thom, First Vice President Jean Lozano, Second VP Donna Pomerantz, Secretary Gabe Griffith, Treasurer Chris Gray, Immediate Past President Kathy Skivers, Board Members Jerry Arakawa, Vincent Calderon, David Jackson, Ann Kaiser, Ken Metz, Peter Pardini, Linda Perel, Louis Preston, and Richard Ritta. Bay Area Office, Jeff brought up that since the executive office has been in Sacramento, we do not have an office presence in the Bay Area. Kathy has agreed to host an office and provide a phone number for it. See masthead. The board then entered executive session to discuss personnel matters. The board then discussed positives and negatives of product endorsements and was in favor of investigating this idea. It was decided to appoint a committee to investigate the matter of endorsing products. There was a lengthy discussion of social networking sites. A CCB member had put up a Facebook site using CCB's page 23, name, and the board was concerned about the legalities of this. It was decided to work with the owners of this site to reach an agreeable solution for all. It was also decided that CCB should obtain placeholding accounts on several different social networking sites, so they would be available when we are ready to use them. The meeting adjourned at 9:05 p.m. Summary of the August 3, 2009 Board of Directors Conference Call. The meeting was called to order at approximately 7:30 p.m. Present were President Jeff Thom, First VP Jean Lozano, Second VP Donna Pomerantz, Treasurer Chris Gray, Secretary Gabe Griffith, Immediate Past President Kathy Skivers, Board Members Jerry Arakawa, Vince Calderon, David Jackson, Ann Kaiser, Ken Metz, Peter Pardini, and Linda Perel. Absent were Page 24, Louis Preston and Richard Ritta. Audits. The board was told that the 2007 and 2008 audits were almost complete and were expected to be finished by the time the board met at the fall convention. It was decided to sign on in support of an amicus brief. The board then entered executive session. It was decided to give Jeff Thom and Jean Lozano authority to decide whether or not to sign on to an objection in a Bay Area access settlement case. The board then left executive session. Facebook. It was decided to have the password-protected placeholding accounts for the social networking sites to be given to the president. It was decided to recommend changing the name of the Facebook site to Members and Friends of the California Council of the Blind. It was then decided to give Jeff Thom and Kathy Skivers authority to seek legal advice to look into the rights and means of protecting name, logo, and organization and report back to the board with their findings. The board then decided to receive and review the minutes for the prior meeting at least 1 week prior to the next one. there was a discussion about the first-timers' convention scholarship, and it was decided not to have a scholarship at this time. There was a discussion about interviewing for a staff position, and the type of candidate we are looking for. Frank Welty is attending meetings for 20th anniversary ADA celebration, and it was decided that he should continue attending these meetings and report to the membership at the fall convention, unless board action is needed. There was a discussion about t-shirts, and whether or not we could find any other ideas for a 75th anniversary item for the fall convention. It was decided to accept the fundraising committee's page 25. Recommendation for the t-shirts as well as sizes and prices. The meeting then adjourned at a time that was not noted in the minutes.